In IT services, we may be missing a really simple thing. Let's talk about what it means and what that small but possibly revolutionary idea is for the delivery of IT services in this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I've been thinking a lot about marketing again. Didn't necessarily want to, but a Patreon asked, and look, that's the best way to get my attention. Ask a question, and I can't stop thinking about it. Here's the basic premise. If IT services is talking about sucking at sales and marketing for 15, 20 years now, how come no one has fixed this? Plus, let's say there are a ton of organizations serving this space, and then while they're all perfectly competent, they're all essentially the same. In fact, I did a video called "This Video is the Complete Total Answer to Your Sales and Marketing Questions," and my basic premise is you just need a system and to work it. I think that's both right, probably completely wrong, because if it was right that you could just pick up the system, why isn't that happening? But let's think about buying for a moment. Now, there's tons of material about the buyer's journey and all that. Sure, that's actually good stuff, but I don't think we have to get that complicated. Let's look around. As I put this together, I remembered I needed coffee. The pot I'd made this morning was close to the end of the beans. Click, click, click. My coffee is on its way. I could buy a lot of stuff online. Some really big ticket items. Complex stuff, too. What can you buy online? How about a car? I could spend some seriously big bucks right now and have a sweet ride. 68K gets me a Corvette. New Z4 for $52,000. In fact, for that Corvette, I could be picking that up curbside, like today. CarMax has it ready for me. And you know what? I got my current car entirely online. Picked the model I wanted entirely online, emailed the dealership, had everything sorted. The first time I met with anyone was the day I drove it home. How about a house? 6-bedroom, 11-bath house just up the road from me. Cool $4.2 million. I can tour it online. There it is, a big button to see my buying options. And I can buy this home with or without an agent. No person required. Thanks, Redfin. So I have the cool car to drive to my new house, and I need a plumber for this. Yep, I can get that online too. Pick a plumber, sort it. But you know, I got sick during the move, so I need to see a doctor about that. Sure thing, I can book that in tomorrow morning, no problem. I have several options. The doctor makes a mistake, so now I need a lawyer. Yep, same thing. Click, click, click. That's good. So that's real estate, car dealerships, shopping, medical, legal, and home services, all available to me within clicks. But now I need help with IT services. Website after website, all for a quote. All for a quote. Fill out my contact information and I'll be back to you. All for a quote. I hear you all screaming. Oh, my services are so special. They're custom. I can't possibly buy them online. I just spent $4.2 million on a house. And you're telling me your IT services is so unique, it can't possibly be bought online? Okay, boomer. Let's go with the program. Where's my e-commerce for your IT services? But on the other hand, you're complaining you can't get any new sales. Your marketing isn't working. You hire lead generations. You get calling services. You want to build marketing programs. You buy marketing programs. You spend money on everybody's systems. You sign up for consultants. You get into peer groups. But I can't buy a damn thing from you on my own. Are you seeing the disconnect here? You have your standard, right? I know this solves everything laptop, right? I can't go to your website, can't put it in my cart, and just buy it from you. How about an assessment? I want to look at my environment, tell me what's wrong. oh, I have to call you? I have to quibble with you? You won't just take my credit card? How about I buy from you just your best service? Sell me everything for, say, $500 per unit. Just get everything. I'm a business owner. I don't want to deal with this. Take my credit card, sign me up, and I'm done. I want my technology problems to go away, and I want to hire you to do it. I just want you to do it. Oh, everything is special order, huh? Really? None of the IT services companies I look at let me do any actual buying. Sure, you'll sell to me. Your website tells me how great you are, your lists of services, how special your people are. And for most of you, I can't even talk to you on your website. No chat feature. I certainly can't book you. I've got my business credit card. I know what I need, someone to run my technology, but I cannot buy from you. I have to be sold to. Let's observe those marketing experts out there. Not only is the answer with them, I can buy from them on their website. Big click here to buy buttons. One is a $5,000 package right there. But they aren't telling you to put e-commerce on your site. Huh. Did an interview with Kevin Yeruccia, who has a tech background and launched a home cleaning service. The video's on the YouTube and on the audio on the podcast. What struck me during the interview was how natural it all was to him. He saw the problem with getting cleaning services in New York City, specifically cited how everyone wanted to come out and survey the place, count the rooms, get a specific quote. So he just built a service to do it. Let you pick what you want on e-commerce, boom, and done. Yeah, and he went from zero to $3 million in 18 months. And telling me that story, all I could think of was, why are we doing all this crazy stuff when for a lot of problems, I know what the solution is? I could even sell a bundled assessment for those whose jobs are complicated. I know what my best endpoint configuration is. I can have that drop shipped to you. I know what my best service solution is. There's definitely a price I can spin you up at. And in every one of those cases, from the house to the car to the doctor to the plumber, there's a vast array of ways to communicate online with those agencies to get my questions answered. This is particularly striking now because we shifted so fast. Citing NYU professor Scott Galloway, we had years of acceleration in 8 weeks in 2020. Just like the frog in the boiling pot of water, your lack of e-commerce wasn't a problem until the heat got turned up all the way. Now here's the trick. Most of you are just going to scoff it. Oh, I can't possibly. This won't work. It's too hard. That's not what the experts say. I've been doing it this way and it works. Okay, boomer. The meme is spot on because that's old thinking. A select few of you are going to take this, consider it, realize yes. Yes, you can. The tools are there to build an e-commerce presence in a few short clicks. You can bundle this all up. You can take your stuff to market. You'll actually invest in driving your digital funnel, leads to your website, to your cart, and cha-ching. Now, most of you won't. A few of you will. But more importantly, your new competition will. Because the obvious piece I've been missing here so far is in my new MSP, I'll take a customer's credit card online and I'll have them as my customer before you even have time to get them on the phone. Click, click, click. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.